What is up, my pizzas? Corey Vincent here, Video Game Bang 2019. Curtis, David, Emma, yeah! All right, that's a good show, guys. Pack it up.
Let's go.
Go home.
Let's go. I'm ready.
Great show.
SoundCloud intro. Y'all know who this is.
Y'all already know. What's going on, everybody? Corey Vincent here. I'm back in the saddle. I couldn't think of a place I'd rather be besides right here in this studio with my friend Emma Skies. What is up?
Not much. I got normal people teeth again, which is great.
I happened to miss, I guess, a very traumatizing experience for you.
Yeah.
Did you talk about it a lot on the show last week? Because I don't want to go
over. We did. We discussed my teeth in depth last week.
Is there any updates?
I no longer have fangs.
Okay, that's good.
Went to the dentist because after 3 days it was still there.
That is...
Or 2 days, whatever the fuck it was.
Were you starting to low-key, like... panic a little bit?
Oh, I was high-key panicking.
So
yeah. I was 100% panicked. The second it wouldn't come off, I was panicking.
What were the thoughts going through your head? Like, what were the worst thoughts that you thought was going
to
happen?
That something in the adhesive was acidic and was going to eat through my enamel before I could get it taken off.
Man.
That's 100% what I thought was going on.
You know what? The mind wanders. Like, you automatically... I was curious, like, how deep it would go, because it might be like I'd have thought that the adhesive actually was, you know, formed in a nuclear lab and I was going to get cancer through my mouth. Like, who
damn
knows?
You guys go dark. I'd be like, all right, well, I guess I'm a vampire now, so how am I going to eat food?
Right?
Do I have?
I was just like, thinking, like, I'm Blade now. We're good. This is all I ever wanted ever since I was 11.
Man, this is Chris awesome. And I are like looking at the bright side. You two are like dying.
All roads lead to cancer. Like, when I see anything for me, any little tick or bug, like. Oh shit, cancer. It's gotta be cancer.
Well, like after the show, like we were just sitting here, me and Webb and Bags, and I'm just like sitting over here like prying shit off my teeth, my fingernail.
Yeah, like, I heard a full on like I was like, what the fuck was that? Is that your tooth?
It's like I don't know.
David Webb, what is up?
What's up, everybody? I am watching this crazy AR video on Twitter right now, and it puts a mirror in the room, and then it puts you into a Van Gogh painting. But, like, you could step through Van Gogh.
He's saying it like he's European.
That's the proper way, because he was European.
You mean a Van Gogh?
No, Van Gogh. Watch Doctor Who, you heathen. Oh, so you step through the mirror, and, like, you're in the painting, and then you can look back at the mirror, and you see your room through the mirror. It's trippy.
I just want to go back to the fact that your knowledge of Van Gogh's name is not because of a knowledge of art or art history, but because of Doctor Who.
Boom. Yeah, and I'd seen something because I took 3 semesters of art history.
Did you?
I did. I promise you I did.
Why?
Because at the time I was a graphic design major, and at Sierra College, that is part of the curriculum. Why I had to learn about cave painting? Because that's literally art history 101. You're going back to like cave painting, and I'm like, how is this going to help me design a logo or a website?
It won't, but it'll pad their pockets and keep them with jobs.
Exactly.
To college.
Exactly. College. Curtis, how did the Kings do during All-Star weekend, man?
Oh, no, we didn't do very good.
No?
Nope.
Can you do bad?
I am shocked. This is my shocked face.
It's pretty good shocked face.
Can you do bad at All-Star weekend? It's all about the fun.
Nah, they did bad.
Oh, wow.
Buddy Hield did good, and then he did bad. And then he did okay, and that wasn't good enough.
In the three-point contest.
Yeah, and De'Aaron Fox... got ahead of Trae Young. Trae Young missed the pass, which is like the second thing, kind of the first thing. He missed it 3 times. De'Aaron Fox wanted to be cute, took his time, and then came back and took the shot, missed it, and then Trae Young comes, hits literally the ball goes in right before De'Aaron Fox. De'Aaron Fox is eliminated.
I mean, it's the thrill. I did watch the dunk contest. You gotta watch the dunk contest.
Yeah.
Dude, the guy who jumped over Shaq.
Yeah, Hamadou Diallo.
It was cool until they like showed it down, did super slow-mo and zoomed in and saw that he did piggyback him. Should have been illegal.
Yeah, it should have been. This dunk contest was huck. All-Star Weekend was the best part of All-Star Weekend was a celebrity game, because I just wanted to see Quavo from Migos play against or on the same team as Dr. Oz. Like, that's what I want. I want to see the mashing of worlds. That's like my
Dr.
little.
Dr. Oz, can he ball?
Nah, bro. Yeah. Okay. Ball. But where else are you going to see Dr. Oz and Quavo do something together? This is my way of seeing the world come together when Quavo and Dr. Oz suit up for the same reasons.
Some people like to see the Avengers.
Some people.
Come together.
Most ambitious crossover.
Yeah, Dr. Oz and Quavo.
Yeah, man.
Were the Kings in All-Star Weekend last year?
We did have two people. We had De'Aaron Fox and Bogdan Bogdanovic in the Rising Stars Challenge.
Okay.
So we had two guys, and this time we had four. And, I mean, that was more representation than any other team.
We're progressing.
Oh, that's no, good. We're
moving in the right direction.
Yeah. No, we literally might be in the playoffs this year.
Let's go, Sacramento.
Yeah.
Hey. This show is obviously brought to you by Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Come for the comics, stay for the coffee. We're brought to you by Vast GG. And gamers, no, we're not. Who sponsors this show anymore?
Mainframe USA.
Insane. Got no frame.
And except for me, I got frames.
Oh yeah, you do have frames. Yeah.
There's another one. They do Eathletes.
Oh, Energy Esports.
There it is.
That's right. Those guys. Which leads me to my little segue. So off on my adventures, it was video game related. I went down to LA Burbank area for the debut weekend of the Overwatch League. It's back, doing pretty well. Like the viewership was over 200,000 at much any given time. And, it was exciting. Like it's all this off season, you forget like what it's all about. And, like, not gonna lie, in the off season, the fans aren't as into it because, you know, they're watching football and doing all their other stuff. But then they all comes back like a rush, and we all remember why we love the game and, you know, what's great about it. I've loaded up the game I hadn't played for a while.
Yeah.
I was kind of tired of GOATS meta and just getting played out on the same things. And then Overwatch League comes back, and I'm just like, oh, I got the itch again. Mm-hmm. Got to jump back in them games. Nice. San Francisco Shock dominated their first match, which was we were there to film. And then they lost a very close one to the Gladiators. All that was fine and dandy, but it was about that trip home, guys. I am still reeling. It took me 24 hours to drive from Los Angeles back to Sacramento.
Damn, whoa, why son. Did it take so long? That's holy hell.
I learned like a lot. Like it was an adventure. Huh. This was my version of the Odyssey. Yeah. I learned stuff about myself, about life.
Yeah.
Because
Greek mythology.
Aaron Roselle, who's a social media person for the SF Shock, traveled down with her friend, and we were heading back up to Sacramento at the same time. You know, the matches went like 2 hours late. So I was supposed to have been on the road, but we're like, hey, I think I could pull an all-nighter. We're going to get home 6 hours tops. Bam, let's do this. We both hop on the road at the same time. And then they're like, actually, we're going to get food first. Do you know what? You want to go? And we're like, nah, we just want to get home. So they stopped and got food. We went. GPS said, hey, there's issues up here on the 5. You might want to get off, take this road around. We're like, all right.
That's a good sign.
GPS has never wronged me before. It's Google. I love Google. They love me.
There's no road there, Michael. It says to turn right.
It's the lake. It means bear right.
I get off the road. This road is like dark and dingy. And I didn't even know there were roads like this in LA. Like it's just a mountain road, curvy. And then a little bit of snow comes down. You know, and we got nothing. And I'm in a little sedan hybrid.
Are y'all past the Grapevine yet?
No, not even past the Grapevine. Oh, God. Not even past the Grapevine. We're trying to get there. This road starts, more snow starts coming. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, shit, this is ice. All right, let's go a little slower. And then we turn a corner, and it's just a row of 100 cars. It's just a crazy amount of cars. And we're all at a standstill. So we're like, oh, this is interesting. We'll sit here. Then now it's really snowing. Like, it's fucking cold. It's sticking. It's bad. It's nasty out there. And people start trying to turn around. And we're like, oh, I don't know about that, bro. You know, we thought about it for a minute. Like, maybe we should just turn around and go back, you know. But we'd come. It was 40 miles on this off-road. So we were thinking, like, that's a commitment. And we're only 4 miles from 5. So this clears up a little bit. We go 4 more miles, and when we're bam, we're home.
Yeah.
You know, we're a little home couple free. Hours late. Nice. This is
18 hours later.
This is 8 p.m. We didn't leave. People started trying to turn around, and it was a hilly road, and nobody in LA has chains. Oh, no. So the first front-wheel drive that tried to make it up that ice mountain gets stuck. So now you have a two-lane road, like, with hard falls on each side, and a bunch of people who can't move. Two-lane. And so people start kind of panicking. There's a little bit of chaos. Ultimately, it's super dark now. We didn't leave that spot till 3 a.m.,
good Lord.
CHP came and, you know, and they were trying to get people backed out. We ended up not being able to go forward to the 5. We had to go back those 40 in ice, you know, so pretty terrible conditions.
Oh, my. Why can't you go forward?
They shut down 5, like that whole stretch. Yeah. So we were all that way for nothing. We ended up going back. It's 3. We don't get back to Lancaster area until like 6 a.m.
Oh, my God.
We had to go all the way that way around.
Holy crap.
Through the desert?
Through the desert.
On the horse with no name.
Anyways, you just start thinking about the little decisions. If we would have had lunch or we would have had dinner with our friends and, like, took life a little easier, they went up to their GPS after they ate, said, hit the 101 and you'll be home.
Meanwhile, Aaron's fast asleep at home.
It was funny because I knew, like, as it was happening, I was like, oh, we're going to put a tweet out or talk about it eventually. And I got a friend from work from Chicago. He's a bro. Mm-hmm. And he's always talking about the snow. Man, when the fucking snow comes out, man, we go 80 miles per hour and eating the sausage, you know?
Eating a sausage.
And I posted on Twitter, and he's the first person to hit us up like, hey, serious question though, bro. Why don't you know how to drive in snow in L.A.? Because it's L fucking A.
It doesn't, like, snow doesn't, in L.A.
You don't
it doesn't even rain.
Yeah, it doesn't even rain.
God, yeah, if it rains in L.A.,
there's no infrastructure for it. That's one of the things is, like, people out east always make fun of California for not being able to handle, like, the littlest bit of snow. We have no infrastructure for it.
No.
We don't have infrastructure for rain. LA's been getting hit by rain for, like, weeks now, and their dams are going to burst.
Yes.
Like, they can't handle the amount of rain they've been getting.
Always complaining about the amount of water they have, and now they have too much.
Jeez. It was good, man. I'm glad I experienced it. I hated it. I came home sick and tired, and I'm still not over it. But,
you know, I hope
the little things.
For irony's sake, I hope that you're talking about how, like, if we just took life a little less seriously and had dinner with our friend, I hope that Aaron got on the road. She's like, yeah, if we just did what Corey did and just got on the road, we would be home so much sooner.
24 hours is not a good way to spend your time.
Emma.
Emma.
I feel like I had to turn it up so you get the effect. Maybe it was just you hear it at lower volumes and you need to hear it fully uncompressed.
No. That or for 24 hours or waterboarding?
Ooh, good question.
Well, I mean, I don't want to drown.
Well, I'm just saying, you said
that's
you'd kill
terrible,
yourself.
That's a terrible. You
said you would kill yourself if you had to listen to that.
I mean,
I'd
kill
hours.
Myself if I got waterboarded for 24 hours, too.
Well, no, not 24 hours of waterboarding. Once or twice.
This is a horrible conversation.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to let it go just to see where it went.
Going
but...
full Zero Dark 30 here.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of, like, Syriana right
Are
now.
You okay? Is there something you want to talk about?
No, I actually very recently learned...
Was waterboarded?
Yeah. While Corey went to L.A., I went to North Korea.
He went and saw the new movie Vice and got inspired.
I want to experience life.
Damn. Damn. Okay.
No. I mean, it is, come on. What do you think, kids?
Yikes. Did you not know what waterboarding was?
I did not know up until
somewhat
recently.
Did you think it was that
recently.
Thing in The Princess Bride where they lay him on the board and then use the water torture machine?
No. So I had a couple different mixed theories.
I think he did.
Once was I thought I maybe it was just like dripping. Is that
no? That's Chinese water torture.
Okay, so that's what I thought it was dripping. I was like, how the fuck? You have to be trained to I.
And sure, everybody who listens to the show just learned
First
that
all,
much more about David Webb.
Too.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, waterboarding is like
no, well,
waterboarding will kill you.
My other theory, I thought it had to do with a board of some sort.
Yeah, the Princess Bride thing.
Maybe. I
thought
seen
he was
it
thinking
twice.
Of the board of governors at Aquafina.
Yeah, I thought it had something to do with that.
The water board. The guys who run Dasani.
It's simulated drowning.
No, now I know what it is.
It's horrible.
Now I know what it is.
Why are we talking about this?
I don't know. Brought it up.
I tried to make it a little cheery. What do you think, kids?
Emma, what do we have for the news?
I don't know. In today's news, Webb learns what waterboarding is.
Yeah, now I know. It's a horrible thing. Don't get waterboarded.
Now that I'm incredibly distracted.
Don't waterboard anybody.
I got a story. I have the news up because I pay attention to the notes. And Apex Legends, everybody's favorite new pastime, already kicking it up with those updates. We got a new gun called the Havoc. It's an assault rifle. Have you guys gotten
an energy assault rifle?
Yes, it uses the energy ammo, and it's like cool. Like I wasn't blown away with it, but it's versatile. Have you gotten a chance to play with it yet, Emma?
It hasn't come out yet.
Wait, what do you mean?
It comes out tomorrow.
I have it.
Oh,
yeah, no. PC must have got it today. No, because I
because the article that I saw was written today and said it's coming tomorrow. Oh, I guess it's out. Fuck it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe it was from one of those plebe console websites.
See, there it is.
I mean, I don't know. I don't read the same articles as console players.
You know, I can just smash your entire setup.
I hold myself to a very high.
I can just push this right over into you.
So basically, what it is, it's an assault rifle that uses energy. And then what's cool about this one is that you can use, what's the cog?
The select fire receiver.
You can use either one. There's the turbocharger or the select fire.
Well, I mean, you can use either. I think you can use both.
I don't think you can use both. You have to choose. But basically the select fire turns it into like a sniper rifle.
Like a beam rifle.
Yeah, like the sick ass beam rifle. So you can put a better scope on it and shoot from across the map in one big burst. Or you can put the turbocharger and have it on regular fire, and then it kind of ramps up like the
devotion.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah. Man, when you get a turbocharger on that devotion, that's good.
You're just laying people
that's
down.
That's solid.
Yeah.
See, I tend not to use. Oh, by the way, I've gotten to play Apex finally.
Yay!
Yeah, Webb's on board.
I played with Webb for his first game.
Yeah, we got
second place.
Yeah, okay.
We got hard carry.
Yeah,
I had 10 kills. I think I had 2.
Wait, who had 10?
Not Webb.
Oh,
our random third carried us to second place.
To be fair, Emma would have done a lot better, but she spent the whole time giving me tutorials.
That's very true.
On what I need to do.
Go here.
Yeah.
Look at this.
You seem to have learned. Because you already knew all the inside jokes and lingo of the community.
Yeah.
In his first match with us, every time he saw a fucking Mozambique, he had to tag it. So by the end of the match, and if you guys don't know, the Mozambique is a shotgun that is
fucking garbage.
A pellet gun in this fucking game. It's completely garbage. It's the butt of all the jokes. So David's going around in every room, Mozambique here. You can pick up a Mozambique over here.
And I was Pathfinder, so it's, hey friends, Mozambique over here.
Hey guys. Mozambique, you want it? And then finally, we were playing with Jada, a good friend of ours. We're like, fuck, Webb, we're going to mute your boot him from the party.
Webb
and I had the best time with somebody pinging too much. Do you remember that? It was one of our first games, and this guy just kept pinging, I need heavy ammo. I need heavy ammo.
Oh, God, that's
right.
Like
every 5 fucking seconds, I need heavy ammo. I need heavy ammo. And we're like, you know what? Fuck this guy. I'm going to pick up every piece of heavy ammo in this whole entire game. And he just keeps going. I need heavy ammo. I need heavy ammo. And we're like, you know what? We're going to take this a step further. So we started doing this thing where we would ping heavy ammo. We're like, it's over here. Wait till he got with an eye shot. And then we'd pick it up. And then we'd leave.
What time?
You guys are toxic.
Maybe. One time.
He was abusing the ping system and he got what he deserved.
He was headed for one. And I kept running up and I slide, snatch, and then I run off.
And the whole fucking game. I need heavy ammo. I need heavy ammo. I need heavy ammo. I'm like, I don't even have guns that take heavy ammo. I have no ammo for my guns because I threw it away to get more heavy ammo.
Just for the principle.
I was like, I don't even care about winning this game anymore. It's just about getting all the heavy ammo I can possibly get.
It's the same as if you're playing Genji and you just keep saying, I need healing. I need healing. I need healing.
You're not going to get healing.
What I thought was interesting is I was hanging out with the Shot guys over the weekend and they have a nice theater room. And so me and Jamie, one of the general managers, were in there watching Dizzy play in a tournament.
Oh, I thought you said watching Disney.
So
oh,
I.
Yeah. No.
Watching Dizzy.
Energy Dizzy, who's like the god right now of Apex. So we were watching him in the tournament and all the players, one by one, you know, as they're passing, taking breaks, would all come in and they knew all the shit.
Yeah.
Like they're very educated on the game. They can't play it, unfortunately, because like the coach monitors what they play, and you know they have to be playing Overwatch because they can't get sidetracked. But they all watch it on Twitch. They all know the characters, you know, yeah. And once this off season comes, I can see a lot of Apex being played by these guys.
Nice.
It's taking over everything from the hardcores to the casuals. It's so bananas. And
it is.
I don't, the only demographic I don't know it's capturing is that 13 to a little lower, a little older.
Good.
Which is good for us.
Yeah. Keep those.
You know what? It's gotten, it's playing Apex as much as I have has made it. So if I'm scrolling through my timeline and I see like a Fortnite like GIF or like a Fortnite like clip or something, I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah.
Like I never had like any like malicious like thought towards Fortnite. It was just like, it's just not my thing. It's whatever. But now I'm like, oh God, I feel like Emma. I'm like, yeah. Fuck off my timeline.
So far it's not super toxic. What was it we were talking about the other day? I was like, oh, it took 2 days for somebody to call me a whore. This is great. This is a great game.
Yeah, it's really good. This first update's cool. I'm waiting for those. We're going to learn so much more when we get those first big updates where they do like gun balances. And people have already been tearing apart the code. So there's already like
two. Yeah, we were talking about that. Or like the people data mined for solos and duos. And,
oh, that?
They're finding characters in there now.
Yeah, new characters.
Titans?
Yeah, I'm scared about that, bro.
I hope. I don't want Titans in
there. No, what we were talking about, it was like when you get down to the last two squads, what if everybody got a Titan?
God.
Oh, no, fuck that.
That would be fucking crazy.
You know what I just don't want is like the Titanfall, you know, umbrella that this falls under.
Yeah.
There needs to be no umbrella. You are now in the Apex business.
Yeah.
Titanfall is a distant memory. Sure, put three guys, give them a closet, and you know, tell them to work out the game.
Titanfall 3.
In the next
That's fine.
Decade is your target.
At some point. Well,
I mean, it's naive to think that this is not just going to be used to sell Titanfall.
No, it definitely will. But don't ruin the game over it. Like, let it be an optional, fun game on the side where if you want to jump into Titan, you do. But leave this core game that everybody's loving alone.
Titans in Apex will be planes in Fortnite.
Exactly. Exactly. They are not harder to balance, and it's just going to piss everybody off.
Oh, I know what disgusted me when I saw Fortnite. A hoverboard?
Oh, yeah.
Like it's a Marty McFly hoverboard?
Yes. Yeah. It's like a snowboard hoverboard thing in Fortnite right now.
I'm like, what the? Why? Why?
Because they're tubular, dude. Because they're tubular.
Tubular.
Because they're so, they've never seen Back to the Future. They've never seen this before. It's all new to them.
It's true.
They think this is, they're like, Fortnite made the coolest thing in the world. Yep. They should make this in real life.
Marty McFly?
What else we got in the news, Emma?
We got a little Pokemon Go news for you.
Yes.
Ooh. Figure that out. That always makes you happy. They finally had to settle a lawsuit.
That's right.
A lawsuit that, keep in mind, was started like the fucking day the game was released.
Mm.
Oh, I remember that.
All these people bitching about. They're like, why is there a Pokestop on my house? There's 17 4-year-olds outside right now spinning on their iPhones. Get the fuck out of my front yard. So all those people finally got their... got their lawsuit.
So
settled.
What was this? Did they come together and do one of those
class actions?
Yeah. And then they ended up settling for, was the amount disclosed?
The total sum was not disclosed, but each plaintiff got at least $1,000.
Holy crap.
Which is a pretty penny for having some kids on your front lawn. Like, come on.
So they had to financially settle, but they also had to update the way the game works. So you can already, like, if there's a Pokestop too close to your house, you can already like lobby to have it removed. You can contact them and say, this is too close to my private property. I don't want this here. Like, get it the fuck out of here. So you can already do that. But now Niantic is required to respond to that within 15 days and like fix the situation within that 15 days. So you're not just kind of left on red. They will also, let's see. It will also maintain a database that prevents a new stop from popping up. Cause I guess people are having issues where like they finally got a Pokestop removed. And then like a month later, there was just like, boom, new one right next to it. Like, what the hell? Yeah. And then I guess they were having problems with public parks and national parks and stuff like that too. So they're having to set it so that Pokestops at national parks are only active during open hours. Because people were like breaking in. Same thing with like cemeteries. They had to remove them from cemeteries and things.
Yeah, I remember places that are like prestigious, like cemeteries, where like, yeah, people are just driving through for no reason while Susie over here is mourning the loss of her dead husband.
Yeah.
Who died of cancer.
cancer.
When his teeth got stuck to his mouth, yeah.
It's horrible. Yeah. That's awful.
Glad Emma dodged that.
And I guess when you go into a raid with 10 or, like, if there's 10 or more people at the same raid, it gets, like, a pop-up notification of, like, remember to be courteous, be kind to everybody.
Oh, does it do that? Oh,
be polite. Hey. I'm like, nobody fucking cares.
Yeah,
nobody.
It's the same thing as when, like, when you open up the game and it says, like,
don't drive.
Don't drive. Stay off private property. It's like, oh, okay. Just give me the Pokemon.
Yeah, you're taking all the fun out of the game.
Yeah. Shut up. Give me a Pikachu. Jeez. Come on.
So that is, like, I haven't heard anything from Pokemon Go in a hot minute. And then it was just like, Niantic settles a lawsuit.
It's cooled down after Pikachu and Eevee. Basically, I run around in the Pokemon Go circles a little bit still. I belong to certain discords, let's just say that. And I've gone to one of the big mega raids for the first time in a few months.
Yeah.
And the turnout was nowhere near what it was before. But the one dude who brought his Switch was everybody's best friend. Because in Pokemon Go, Let's Go Eevee or Pikachu or whatever one, there's that new legendary Meltan Pokemon that they invented just for this game. And you can only get like one of them after grinding the cell phone version of Pokemon Go for like a year. Like it takes a long time to get this guy. In Pokemon Let's Go, at a certain point of the day or once a week, you can catch like 30.
Oh, crap.
Wow. So, and then now that they have sharing, you can just send to people?
Yeah, you can make these trades. So, like, the guy who brought his Switch was the man, dog. He had a circle, an entourage. They put him up on his shoulders because he was just dishing out these legendary Pokemon.
Speaking of things that exist, Fortnite. I swear to God, we can never get away from the Fortnite news. Like, I don't want to talk about it, but it's what there is. And
are you sure you don't want to talk about this?
I really don't. But this one is at least interesting because it has less to do with the game and more to do with some issues. So YouTube is just a problem, I think.
At this point,
YouTube is a problem.
At this point, YouTube and Valve could. I wouldn't be too mad if they just went away.
I don't think anybody would.
Yeah.
Like, YouTube is just a problem. So
there's probably some big YouTubers.
Why is there no better YouTube yet? We'll talk about that on another show, but we need a better YouTube.
So they're having the same problems that they have been having for literally years. But Epic just pulled all ads off of YouTube pre-rolls when they found out that some of their ads were being placed in front of videos that are often used to or by child predators.
Wait, what? There's...
So this is...
Break it down for me like I'm five.
Nope. I knew that's what you were going to say. She just said break it down for... I was like, no, don't go there. Don't go there. Pull back on that yoke, Corey.
What do you guys think, kids?
No! Pull back on the...
Oh, my God. Anyway, we're going to ignore all of that. So this is a very, like, big, drawn-out problem that YouTube has had for a very long time that I'm going to try and kind of condense into a short thing, and I'm probably going to mess it up. But... basically, there's a segment of YouTube that it, like, caters to pedophiles.
What?
Hang on. Like, on purpose?
Sometimes, yes.
Wait, how do they... okay, are they... how do they exist? That's obviously against TOS.
So it's one of these things where technically they're not doing anything wrong. Technically, they're not sexualizing a child, but they're filming videos and posting videos in such a way that child predators are drawn to the content. Even though to anybody that's not a pedophile, there's nothing wrong with it. But if you are a pedophile, it's kind of your thing.
Wow.
So basically this guy, I believe his name was Matt Watson, kind of did a big expose sort of a thing that got picked up a lot. Like I think he posted it on Reddit and then it just like got picked up by everybody. So I'm just going to quote The Verge. They said, many of these videos came to light in a video by Watson, who demonstrated that searching for something like Bikini Haul, in which women show various swimsuits they've purchased, can often lead to exploitative videos of children. The comment sections are often full of predators, timestamping certain parts of a video that sexualizes the child or children in the scene, although the videos themselves are not pornographic in nature.
Wow.
So this has actually been happening for a very, very, very long time on YouTube.
And so the deal was that somehow these channels are also monetized.
Yes.
And that they were pre-rolling Fortnite advertisements.
Yes. So this is a problem YouTube has had in the past, like this literal specific thing of companies pulling ads because of content like this, and it triggered what was called the adpocalypse, which has now happened like twice.
Right. Okay. Now I remember.
At least twice. Yeah.
So you know how like whenever you, like you, if you follow creators like YouTube creators, a lot of times they'll talk about like they're constantly getting demonetized. They are constantly like for no reason they're just getting demonetized.
Right.
That's because of the previous adpocalypses, which was essentially there were videos like this. There were videos that were like ISIS recruitment videos that were all about like hate speech. And these were all being monetized because YouTube just threw money at everybody. Once advertisers figured that out, these huge companies started pulling their money. They're like, right. We're not paying you for ads. We don't want our ads on this content.
Yeah.
And then that triggered a massive overreaction from YouTube, which is why they demonetize everything now. Except apparently this shit.
New algorithm.
Good Lord.
Interesting. So what are the repercussions here? Are we seeing, was this just Fortnite doing the right thing? Epic
so,
is just
so
a,
far
Epic
the...
has a good team. Like they're always seeming to be like, as much as like we dislike this game that's infiltrated our lives, like to the company's credit, they don't seem like bad people.
Yeah, it's good that they're pulling their ads. I think Because we talked about this at the end of last year and the beginning of this year, like, all of the fucking gaming content that's made is Fortnite. Like, 80% of the gaming content that was
so
made
much
was Fortnite.
Of it. Yeah.
So there's a lot, there's a ton of Fortnite on YouTube. If that company's pulling their ads, that might be a big enough advertiser to trigger another adpocalypse on YouTube, which is going to fuck over everybody because YouTube can't figure out how to take care of this problem.
Right.
Yeah. It's kind of, and I try to think of it too. Like, how do you police something like that?
You just need more manpower.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You would need to hire more people. But, like, how many videos go up on YouTube?
Exactly.
It's a ridiculous amount.
Yeah. I don't think it'll ever be fixed. I think it can get better, but I don't count on YouTube.
The problem is, like, YouTube also seems to be, in some ways, facilitating it, regardless of whether they're aware of it or not.
Right.
But, like,
because they make money off of it, ultimately, because they get part of the ads.
Yeah. So this was a quote from Watson's Reddit post. He said, YouTube's recommended algorithm is facilitating pedophiles' ability to connect with each other, trade contact information, and link to actual child pornography in the comments. I can consistently get access to it from vanilla, never-been-used YouTube accounts via innocuous videos in less than 10 minutes and sometimes less than 5 clicks. Mm-hmm. Because that recommended tab just recommends this video to this video to this video, and suddenly you've got child porn.
Yeah.
I think, man, all things go back to the beginning of the show about just, like, being aware and being active in what you're doing. Like in chat right now, A Girl Keeps Secrets has a very young son and said that she found some weird videos and reported them, and then they got erased. That's perfect. If you're monitoring what your children are doing, which you should be, please do that. And reporting things that you think, even if they seem fishy or suspicious, like that's how we do it. And if enough of us, you know, do that type of house cleaning, we could, I don't know, get rid of some of this shit. I mean, the company, don't get me wrong, has to do more. YouTube has got to be better at this stuff. But it starts with you and me, bro.
It really does. The amount of people that will just hand their kid an iPad and put on, like, type Elsa into the search bar, which is another thing A Girl Keeps Secrets is talking about in chat. It was Elsa Gate. That was a whole thing.
Wait, what is that? Do we want to go down that rabbit hole?
The shortened version of it was that YouTube videos were using characters like Elsa or Iron Man or like various superheroes or Disney characters to like attract either a child audience or to appear to be innocuous, but were then either highly sexual or highly violent in nature. So your kid would start on like a Paw Patrol video, and then you come back 15 minutes later and he's watching Elsa get tied up and dragged across the room, and you're just like, how did this happen?
Wow.
What the fuck?
Jeez, people are fucking sick.
And some of these channels had like millions of views, had massive like monetization.
And no one's reporting.
And no one's jeez, reporting it, or YouTube
didn't
care.
YouTube's not doing anything about it, yeah.
Jeez.
So I will be curious to see if A, more companies follow suit, and then B, regardless of if more companies follow suit or not, whether this triggers another adpocalypse from YouTube.
Yeah.
Which is going to be bad for everybody.
YouTube's got to make some just changes overall. They can't just go, okay, well, let's just demonetize everything. You can't just take the quick fix. Like, it clearly doesn't work. You got to do some, revamp your algorithms, dude.
Yeah.
Come on.
Turning into a little bit more like it's them-tube. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
That was terrible.
What else we got?
More epic news.
Oh, let's go.
But the epic news that I like, because I consistently talk about it, because you guys let me write the notes and I keep talking about the same shit. Epic Game Store.
What's it doing now? Somebody, what are they up to?
Okay, I was like all excited when I saw this, because I was like, this is everything that I've been saying. I feel so validated. But the World War Z game, which if you've seen the clips of that, looks fucking intense.
Yeah.
You've not seen that?
I don't.
It looks really good. Basically, have you seen World War Z?
No, I don't watch zombie movies.
Oh my god.
It's like one of my worst fears. Garbage. It's zombies and snakes.
Well, what's zombies crazy about this real. One, too, is that these zombies are like athletic zombies.
Those are the worst.
They're fast.
Like these hordes of running zombies.
Like I Am Legend? Oh god, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, those.
So it's like kinda, I Am Legend, yeah. But if there was like millions of
way
them in
more.
The same place.
Yeah.
No.
Like at one point in the movie, they build like. The city has like a giant wall.
And I remember the previews.
Then, yeah.
It's like Wreck-It Ralph.
So that's
Ralph
being
too.
Made into a game.
It is.
But they announced recently that they're going to be Epic Games Store exclusive.
Saw that.
Which is not appealing to a lot of people. Apparently, they got some. They got some angry fans over that one.
Why? Why do people care so much?
Because they want it on Steam.
Why?
They want it where it's convenient for them. They don't want to dump, well, whatever. But the devs actually doubled down on it.
Good.
Yeah. Like, they put out a statement today, and then I guess they put out, like, a big opinion piece, like, a month ago. But basically, the CEO of this company, Saber. I thought it was Saber Games, but it's Saber. CEO of Saber said, first of all, building games is costly, and so to receive 88% instead of 70% means we can invest more into making World War Z. They also want to talk about the fact that they're going to pass that savings onto the fans. So the game, instead of being $40, is now $35.
This makes so much sense, and it's so good for the industry that anybody who wants to complain about it, like, you're just being so selfish.
And to cut anybody else off, if you already paid $40 to pre-order on Steam, they will give you your $5 back.
And Microsoft credits.
It's so much of a no-brainer. Like, oh, I don't want to install another app. Well, you already have... you know, Steam. I'm guessing you have Origin. It sucks that this is the way the world works, but this is how these companies make money and these manager programs.
It's going to be so good because, like, I read, like, the big long opinion piece, and he's talking about how, again, this is all stuff that, like, I've been saying since the beginning, which I feel very validated. I'm just like, I'm right, as usual, perfect, great. That's why we're going to talk about this. Yeah, you want to talk to him about being right? Mr. Realm Royale is going to kill Fortnite?
Oh. Hey, and then I do recall saying Apex is going to kill Fortnite. So, I mean, you...
I feel like it doesn't count when you say it about everything.
Put it this way. Every time I see you even talk about Apex and that glimmer of it that goes in your eye, I always feel a little bit of pride of like, I had something to do with that.
I promise you did not.
I mean, I was the first one singing its praises. I was met with a little bit of, like, uneasiness. And now it is, like, actually, I'm not joking. When you talk about it and you talked about getting your second character to 100 kills, I saw the little pride.
I mean, when I'm kicking your ass in the stats.
I mean, you play a nerfed kid version. Like, you're playing you're playing light, Apex light. Once we get cross-platform,
so you're
it's on.
You're playing Apex heavy, and you still can't catch up to me in stats.
Oh.
I'm not that good. In the land of PC gaming, I am a neophyte. In the world of console gaming, I am a golden god. Like,
you have an Xbox? Fucking fight me.
Okay.
Put your money where your mouth is.
I would love to. This is going to happen. Mm-hmm. I can show the world. I am Mr. Esports. You could ask Lost Sheep. Lost Sheep is our Discord. He holds it down in our Discord, people. If you got to hang out with us and see what it's like, download the Discord app, find the Video Game Bang, and then you can hang out with all these crazy characters.
Tell them about how the Daredevil costume is brown and yellow.
Oh, see that they still argue about that to this day.
Oh, I know they do.
Still a thing.
You know what's great is I don't know that because I don't look at our Discord.
Danger, Will Robinson. Jeez, so spicy.
I don't want to get in the target. I don't want to get in the crosshairs. I was going to say something. I was like, nah, I'm going to let Corey have the crosshairs.
I think one of my favorite tweets was, it was from a console gamer, I think, but it was like, what does this say about my gaming skill that I got my first number one battle royale in Tetris before Fortnite, Apex? Shit. Like, the first he got, I played it and it's fun, guys. Like, don't sleep on this game. It's not going to be Fortnite. But it's Tetris. And what's cool is as you don't drop, but like as the first thing is dropping, you can choose who your target's going to be. And you can see how many people are targeting you.
I hear people talking about it like it's really fun, actually. I'm kind of surprised at the opinions I've heard.
People, like, if you're playing your game and able to use your peripherals to look at the other 99, mm-hmm. and you see someone just tearing it up, mm-hmm. you target that guy. Mm-hmm. And if everybody does that, he all of a sudden has five people just on him, and it's a way to level out the game.
Like, I'm gonna play.
It's crazy.
I got Nintendo Online. I'm gonna play.
It's the future, guys. Fuck Apex. Fuck. Tetris 99.
Horrible. Anyway.
Wrong again.
And we're back.
No, to get back to what we had been talking about earlier with the game store and everything. So he's the CEO of this company. Like, he's like, we made a decision to put our game on this platform. We believe it's what's best for us and for you, and we're going to stick to that.
Yeah.
And then he put out this big opinion piece about, like, this is exactly why it's great. So he's talking about, like, developers have become accustomed to that 30% surcharge that they're facing every time they put a game on Steam. And they're like, we create games knowing that that's an obstacle, and we develop our games for that 30% surcharge. Like, that only hurts everybody in the long run. Mm-hmm.
This is a roundabout way of saying that, like, I guess if you want to look at, you know, game development in the spirit of it, I would like to believe that the EA executives don't penny pinch and, you know, ruin the experience of video games with transactions on purpose. Like, I want to say that it's something learned that they have to do to make their business viable. Maybe I'm just trying to see the good and the devil here, but, like, I want to believe that. And I think that it'll tell us a lot more when we see more companies making their game. Because they could have. Why not have these companies get the new rate from the Epic Store and keep game prices the same? They have that right. They could set that price. But instead, they're doing the right thing and trying to prove a point, and they're selling it for adequate margins without crushing us. So this could be amazing if we all just, like, get along.
Just let,
like, let's support it. Yeah, Epic Games Store. Fuck Steam. Steam will get desperate and have to do something. You'll get your games. They're not going to disappear.
Well, that, and, like, you don't have to give up Steam to be on the Epic Games Store. Like, you can be on every platform. None of them have an exclusivity thing when you put your game up. So you can, if you choose, you know, have them on everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, at that point, you're just like, please go buy it on Epic because we get more money.
Right, yeah. What was the name of the company developing the game?
Saber.
Sure it's not Sabre?
Yes.
Did you learn that from Doctor Who, too?
Nope.
Genius?
It's also spelled Office. E-R.
Sabre.
ER, because I can read.
I didn't read it that closely. I was just trying to do it for an Office joke. I didn't write my own bits this time, guys.
Clearly.
This is all off the top of my head.
Clearly. What else we got?
And some might be good company news, might be bad company news. We have kind of a double-edged sword with Square Enix going on.
Yeah. We're going to be watching Square Enix very closely this week, but why?
So after the debacle with Blizzard, Square was one of many, many companies that came out and was like, you know, we're really bummed to hear about this. And hey, if you're one of the 800 people that just got laid off, we have job openings. We would love to have you. Please apply here. Like, if you need work, like, come to us.
Yeah.
And then today-ish, we got the news that they're consolidating their business divisions.
So, yeah, there's no specifics yet. The wording has been pretty tricky. So consolidating. From what was
11 divisions to 4.
Yes.
Which is not layoffs.
That doesn't. Yeah, not.
That's what.
I mean, typically consolidation does include layoffs, so it can. But they're not saying that yet.
They haven't said anything about it yet. They're saying that they're consolidating 11 divisions into 4. I'm kind of hoping that just means they're lowering their workload, so they have essentially less overhead.
Okay.
So you're gonna restructure your all of your overhead charges. You're gonna reduce your, like, if you've got 11 divisions working on 11 games, that's 11 marketing budgets that now you have four. So okay. Maybe some games get cut. Maybe some projects don't happen. Maybe some things get delayed. But if you can avoid laying people off, because you just don't. They even have more employees. They have more employees than Blizzard, and they had a much worse year than Blizzard. They've had many much worse years than Blizzard, as far as, like, their sales have been dropping year after year.
Yikes.
And they're like, we're not going to lay people off right now.
I feel like that in itself is pretty strange. I don't know why, but I would have assumed Blizzard had more employees.
Right? Blizzard had, what, like 1,900 employees we talked about?
Yeah.
Like
that, yeah.
Square Enix has 4,300.
Holy crap.
One of the small things I noticed, how it affected the Overwatch League, I was wondering heading into it, you know, we've been talking a lot about Blizzard and the layoffs, and this is season two, and we did talk about how they weren't going to let go of, like, a lot of people in the esports division, so I wasn't expecting a different experience. A lot of the same people were there. The one thing I did notice, though, is that the makeup was gone. Before every match, they would bring the guys back and do their makeup.
Right.
And during the first game, some of the dudes were like, like, we play in like 30 minutes. Where's the person taking us back?
Yeah.
Oh, no, they budget cuts, so no makeup for the Overwatch. So if you're watching the Overwatch League wondering why your players look a little shiny, it is because they cut.
They're not adequately powdered.
They're not adequately powdered yet.
Matted.
Damn. What other game? What games did they have, though, like, coming out? Because it says that they were losing money year after year.
So the big one that just kind of bombed for them was Just Cause 4.
That's right. Okay.
That did not do very well at all.
And then anything coming out, they're not Kingdom Hearts and all that stuff, are they? Yeah, they are Kingdom
Square
Hearts.
Enix, yeah.
Yeah, they are Kingdom Hearts. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it depends on if you. I mean, technically, Shadow of the Tomb Raider was Eidos Montreal in association with Square Enix, but I think Shadow of the Tomb Raider didn't do quite as well in sales as well.
No, that was the most recent one. Yeah, right? That was the one where you were even kind of like. Eh.
I was hyped to play it, and then I played it, and I was like, this is a disappointment.
Yeah, because they passed off to their Canadian team.
Yeah, which is worth noting is the company that's working on the Avengers game, so let's not get too hyped up on that. Yeah, that big Avengers game that everybody talks about, like, oh, we just got Spider-Man, now we got this Avengers game coming. Like, if they can do the same thing, it's Eidos Montreal, so do with that what you will.
Good Lord.
I'm keeping my expectations low.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, picturing it from the point of view of one of those Blizzard employees that took them up on that offer, they're going for an interview and they see all this movement. What's happening? Oh, we're just consolidating. Okay, thank you very much for your time. Not gonna go through that again.
Like, Yikes. Do you have any questions for us before the interview? Like, no.
Yeah,
you'll hear from me.
We're Gucci. What else we got?
GDC is coming up, which means we're going to get some good announcements, I think, next month.
Wow, that's right here in our backyard.
It is.
Right here in San Francisco. Did you know, like, that one is pitched, like, as a game developer? Like, you go there to learn, and the tickets get expensive. Like, this is a luxury thing that you go to make connections and stuff.
Yeah, well, because it's not for consumers.
Yeah.
It's for
industry people.
Yeah, it's for industry.
To make connections.
It's what E3 used to be.
It's what E3 should be, again. But, like, there's a lot of people who are, like, in the industry or trying to break into the scene who will get on wait lists just to be volunteers. That's why a lot of their volunteers are so good, because you have these really hungry young voice actors, aspiring developers who want to go there and put up the best perform, you know, and stuff. So it's really cool. It's a little establishment in how that convention is run. But usually we get some good announcements. Is there anything cool?
Google, we might be getting something from. Apparently people are expecting a sort of console from Google, which we'll see. I would be more expecting to see them do something with the Chromecast as far as upgrading that, but people are expecting a Google console to try and jump in the race.
Which is weird, because the article that we were looking at that talked about this, it seemed like they were getting it based off the invitation, and the invitation was purely just a dark hallway.
Yeah, and it was like,
where's the console?
It was like some cryptic wording and a weird picture.
They're working on something with the Chromecast. And actually with just Google Chrome in general, and that's being able to play basically any game on any device that has Google Chrome. So
they're trying
which
to
I'll
be...
believe when I see.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So in a way, it kind of seems like it's going to be more of like a cloud PC kind of thing.
Like, well, it's possible. Like, look at what we do with Shadow PC.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's the same. If we're running Apex Legends on full quality from a potato device, you know, with that thing. So why couldn't you do the same with, it's even less restricted.
It's less restricted, and it'd be interesting, the article was talking about, it might make Chromebooks actually more of like a viable thing. Like people might actually want to buy a Chromebook because they could get this Chromebook for $200-$300 and they have this high-end gaming, you know, PC.
Gaming laptop.
The other thing was talking about like more of what Emma was saying is being able to game with the Chromecast. And that's another project that they're hoping to see. And that's more along the lines of like a gaming streaming service that ties into your Chromecast.
Yeah, and we talked about like rumors of that last month that Google was about to announce something big and they were going to kind of jump in the Xbox Game Pass thing.
Right, which I think is the future. I think if they come out with a console, I don't think it's going to be anything major. I think it's going to be probably relatively inexpensive, and I think it's mainly going to be a box to connect to their streaming service. Mm-hmm. Just like Shadow, like going back to Shadow for the example, they have I think it's called the Ghost or something, but it's this tiny, it's like no bigger than this box, and all it is...
Which is great for the audio podcast.
Yeah, it's great. It's a little tiny box.
No bigger than like an iPhone, but like three-dimensional. I don't know how to describe
an
it. Anyway.
Three-dimensional.
It's, I know. As soon as I said it, I was like, Emma's going to say something. Anyway, the point being, it's this tiny little thing that takes up like no space on your desk. The only thing it does is it gives you USB ports and an Ethernet port. So you can connect to the internet, you can connect your peripherals, and you can sign into your Shadow PC on, you know, in the cloud and game on that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, when I first saw the Shadow PC, that's what really made me realize what the rest of this stuff was capable of.
Right.
So I could see it. It's just who's going to win. Like, yeah. You got all the big dogs throwing down. We've heard Amazon. Now we've heard Google. We know Microsoft. Like, who is going to win? I think I'm getting a little nostalgic. I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. Oh, I think Microsoft's coming back with the passion. What do you think, kids? Yeah!
Hesitation that was kids.
Yikes.
They had to think about it. They had to think about it.
If you got to spend money on it, I say Amazon's going to win.
You think so? What, why?
The biggest store in the world.
But they're late. Okay. They're late to the game, and they're going to be late to the game. Like, they're not even projecting being ready for anything for like 2 years.
But
you could be late to the game if your real estate is super big. You could be late.
I don't know, man. They just got their asses kicked out of New York.
Oh, so what was? I heard about that too. But then it sounds like they're winning overall. Amazon's all over the news because then I heard like they paid $0 in like income taxes.
They don't pay taxes
because it's this company based in the Amazon. That's why it's called Amazon. Like, it's right there in front of you.
I don't think that's accurate.
100%. I mean, just the Echo alone, like, look how late that thing, like, I mean, if you talk about like boxes, you know what I mean?
That's in home real estate. So that's
they know
important.
Exactly what you want because they listen to your every conversation. They know how to market it to you.
Sadly, they're probably learning probably from all of us right now because there's the one Echo in the room.
That's how we're all going to get Jeff Bezos's dick pics is right on your Echo show.
What?
You didn't hear about that?
No, I was stuck in a snowstorm. What happened?
Jeff Bezos basically came out and said, like, hey, you might see my dick soon. Because the National Enquirer is trying to blackmail him.
Wow.
The National Enquirer has allegedly a photo of his penis and tried to blackmail him. And he's just like, fuck you. Yeah. This is bullshit.
Wow. Guys might see my Bezos. Just saying. keep an eye out.
First guy ever to politely warn you that you might see his dick pic.
Yeah. Hey, it's a true gentleman.
Props to that guy. He's like,
and now people are so upset about, like, this is a horrible thing the National Enquirer did. How dare they? Because nobody cared when it was women this was happening to.
Oh, let's, maybe another subject for another podcast.
Come back for the Saturday show.
Yeah, come back for the Saturday show this week. We could.
I'm just saying.
Change my mind.
People were real happy when it was women it was happening to. Now that it's a man, it's a problem.
Oh, Bezos.
We're not going to have the... Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I just wanted to make everybody real uncomfortable in this room.
Started talking about Jeff Bezos and everything.
There it is.
That's horrible. That's your last one.
That's the last story?
No, and I mean, that's your last Yoshi.
Oh. As you can tell by the beautiful outro music, we have run out of lives. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us this week on the Video Game Bang. What do we got coming up this week? I will be in San Francisco at Lucky Strike on Sunday, February 24th. We're doing a watch party. It's free. It's all ages. There are Shock special themed drinks. Free swag for everybody who walks in the building. We already have 500 RSVPs. We don't have too much more room. So if you want to go, you're going to have to sign up. RSVP, follow the SF Shock on Twitter. You can go there. It's the pinned tweet. RSVP, we want to see you there. And your boy is going to be emceeing, dusting off the old mic. It was fun. I loved doing it for the Grand Finals watch party. So I'm even more excited about this one. We're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be the SF Shock versus the Vancouver Titans, which is a highly anticipated team, brand new to the league, but they basically absorbed one of the best contenders teams player for player. So this is one of those tests where you're seeing, hey, how really good are those contenders teams? Can they throw down with the Overwatch League guys? And so far, so good, but they haven't come up against the Shock, baby. We're going to shock the world, baby. We're going to hashtag ride that wave to victory. So that's what I'll be doing this weekend. What about you, Emma Skies? What's your stream schedule?
I've got some more Halo 2 getting my ass kicked on Legendary tomorrow at 6.
Hey, and then let's go.
At 1 p.m. on Friday, we're hitting up Dead or Alive 4. We are making our way through this series. And then Saturday is my second cosplay crash course At Oblivion.
3 o'clock? Well, what time?
I think.
Is it 3 o'clock? It was 3 o'clock last time, I thought.
I think so.
Yeah. So go see Emma Skies. I hope we'll be there. We'll be there to answer some questions, help out, support you. And if not, we're going to be there in spirit because we're proud of Emma getting out there and flexing those cosplay muscles. David Webb, what you up to? Are you going to finally bring back the streams, man? We've been waiting. The world has been waiting, dude.
They've been waiting, and they've been waiting patiently. I need to get lighting. Okay. So I'm shooting for March, but I will be at the Oblivion.
Come on. You don't need lighting, man. People just want to – they want to see you, man. I see what you're doing. You're doing one of those, like, you're going to be ready. Like, yeah. There's going to be new
– When I come back, I'm going to come back with fire.
Okay. I like that. See, that's the difference. I'm going to come back right. I would come back with shitty lights and stuff and everybody would be miserable. You're going to come back in full form, top form. Better than it's ever been.
Better than it's ever been. But I will be there on Saturday learning about foam.
All right.
With Emma.
Sweet. I'm going to teach you all about it.
Good, because I tried to do it and it was not good.
That's right. You do have experience.
We'll discuss.
Yeah.
Right. You're trying to make your weapons. Are you going to come? You should show up with pictures and be like, tell everybody your story.
Bring
in whatever you made and be like, why did this go wrong?
If I could find it, I'm sure I burned it. Or not burned it, but threw it away. Some of it I did burn because I used the heat gun.
Yeah.
And I burned it.
Well, you at least have the right tools to begin with.
And a lot of memories. Curtis, what's up, man?
I'm taking medication and trying to feel better. I fixed my issues with my capture cards and my software. Had a nice little stream, and then I get sick, so I'm still getting over it. I'm still sick, so when I feel better, which is never. I don't think streaming wants me to stream. Twitch doesn't want me to stream. I wear their stuff.
Twitch has had it out for you guys this year. I'm not going to include myself because life's been pretty fucking good.
Awesome.
For you guys, it's been pretty miserable.
Gosh, yeah, I don't know.
Emma started off very hot out the gate with hospital visits, and now she's still got dentist shit going on. Yeah. I mean,
I'm in that pre-flu. It's about to hit me. I know it's coming.
God. David's got his sick. He was sick there for a minute. David, you're holding down. You're rocking it.
Yeah, so far so good.
Yeah. You just didn't have a PC forever, and that's miserable.
Yeah.
So that's it. Thank you, guys. If you are watching on the twitch.tv/videogamebank, thank you. We appreciate it. You can see our faces. We enjoy reading your comments throughout the show. And we got to give a couple quick shout-outs to some people who helped us support the show, because there was a lot of you guys this week. And you know, it's usually when you go to a Twitch stream and you donate, they say something immediately, but we don't want to abscond. Did I use that right? Obscure?
Abscond.
Emma, ruling?
I'm not going to lie, I missed the context.
All good. Germanic Ogre, thank you for 3 months of subscription. Joe Poco, thank you so much for your subscription using that Twitch Prime. I Will Scoop also gave us a Prime subscription. I think Noxy was dropping some biddies in there. Oh, we got another one. Pocket Asian subscribing for 13 months. We have a one-year-old, bro. We have a one-year-old. What?
I'm not. That's too much responsibility. I'm not ready for that.
4 months old?
That's right. I don't know. It's the end of the show. If you guys listen to this show on the Twitch, please give us a follow on the podcasting service of your choice. You can do it on SoundCloud. You can do it on iTunes, preferably Stitcher, Pandora, anywhere. We're there. Look for the show. Follow it. Give it 5 stars, and we'd greatly appreciate it. But that's all we got, folks, for Curtis Fisher, David Webb, Emma Skies. My name is Corey, saying you've just been banged.